everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's up?
You all know who we are. It's Diaper Perv, and it's Baby Donnie, and it's Livewire 25, and we're here to talk about incorporating penetrative sex and diapers together. And I think they go hand in hand.
Like chocolate and peanut butter.
And there's, oh, and JBDL is back there moderating this whole gong show here.
I don't know about moderating this, but okay.
He has a ruler in his hand.
That's
so.
True. I got the little Sphinx stick.
And I just find that a lot of non-ABDL partners, they think that the diapers, and you have experience with this, with non-ABDL partners, they think the diapers are just a way to get you turned on, and then off it goes, like, fling, and then you have penetrative sex. No, I need these. I need these on the person or nearby to do the what? Oh my goodness. My phone is recording this and turning it into text. And I'm texting with my ex-play partner from LA.
Oh my
so
God.
He would have gotten this freaking 2,000 word text. I should turn this off, right?
That's hilarious.
I don't even know how to turn this off. I'll just delete the whole conversation.
That was funny.
That was funny.
Great.
I know.
Maybe we got a sneak preview of your video.
Yeah, I've done a lot of diaper sex with that person. So, but my diaper sex is always the same. I do the same freaking thing every single time with every single partner, and
I call bullshit.
What do you mean?
Because I've seen a picture of you in a diaper, a big bariatric diaper, with another person.
What's a bariatric? What's that word?
For
overweight,
really overweight people.
Yeah.
It was just an extra large.
But that's
diaper.
Dope. Because I've never had sex like that.
Oh.
Where you both put each other in the same diaper.
That's
cool. Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Oh.
That was the first that I've ever seen anyone.
That's amazing.
So pat yourself on the back with that one.
Oh yeah,
I'll
it was his idea. He's like,
he's
a genius.
Diaper. He doesn't talk like that. Yeah,
I've never seen that before.
Did you both use the diaper too?
Did he pee in it? I peed in it.
On a scale of 1 to 10 on the hot meter, that's a 15.
Yeah, a lot of likes are on Twitter for that one. Okay.
And then your regular is.
It's still the same thing. It's okay. My regular way of doing it is their diaper, and I'm like, I have to pee. I'm gonna use your diaper now, and then I untape them and straddle them while they're lying down, and then I pee on them, like on their privates, and it trickles down into their diaper, and then I have sex.
Okay.
And see.
And that's it.
Yeah, we're all gonna go to the bathroom right now.
What?
That doesn't sound right. I can think of at least two or three
same.
Other ways that you have presented diaper sex online.
How?
Like
count
the ways.
Pegging.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Using a strap on. What Donnie just mentioned. And then the double diaper thing. Yes.
What about oral, too?
Well,
I'm not saying that she has.
Not saying, but I'm also saying,
double
what
diaper.
If you. Instead of cutting the hole in the back, when you cut on the front, your dick is right out, and then you fuck like that.
Yeah, I've never done that.
And what about people who do not have penises? They get
yeah.
to use their hands, they get to use magic wands.
Yeah.
I guess that's a form of sex.
Yeah.
Self sex.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
You know?
Okay.
Fleshlight?
Yeah, but for you, yes, I understand. This is your go-to.
Right.
Yeah.
That's your signature move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is hot.
I think
that's hot, too, because when you feel that hot piss all over your crotch area, something peeing over you, it gets you, for myself, it gets me really turned on. Plus,
yes.
you see it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my gosh,
and smell
boner
it.
Central.
Boner it's
central.
YouTube.
Sorry, I was feeling I'm wet.
I do want to try the one where he cuts a hole in the front of his diaper and he's protruding out, and then I guess I'm normal, or I guess I could be diapered and have a hole. But then he would have to be really long.
Yeah, you have to be
really long.
Or you have to have a really thin diaper. It can't be a thick ABDL diaper.
True.
Oh, yeah, it can be.
Like one of those thin medical diapers?
Yeah, yeah.
Not cloth, because you need the crinkles, you know?
But if you have a little wiener anyways, you probably belong in diapers, and you're probably not allowed to have sex. So don't worry about shutting you off and telling yourself.
What about, like, okay, so her using a strap-on, what about the little using a strap-on?
Over their diaper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be hot. Actually,
yeah. Yeah.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah. See, there's a bunch of different ways you can get through with this.
Yeah, see, I don't even know that because I haven't even thought of all these ways, and that's why you guys are here.
Yeah, and then one of my personal faves, it's on my bucket list someday, diaper face-sitting.
Yes.
Giving that's hot.
Yes. Yes.
Like diapered face sitting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wait. So she's diapered and sitting on your face.
Sitting
or?
And rubbing, and
God,
or vice
yes.
versa. I'll take the top on that one too.
I have the hugest fantasy about that.
Yeah.
Like a girl wetting and messing on my face. And I'm like, yeah, that's.
While you're restrained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just grinding away.
That's a hot video. I've seen a couple videos like that, where two girls were in a 69 position, and they were had to wet, and then they messed. Now I don't know if that was. Real,
yeah,
but it was a hot scenario.
Oh,
that's almost like a waterboarding. It's like if you did the War Girls wheel or something on the outside of the diaper, and they did that and they're pissing all over and it kind of drips around your face. You're like,
That happened to me where it leaked and it got all over my face.
You're like, my makeup, god damn it.
Yeah, and then at one time at Diaper Active, I was snoofing that guy dancing in diapers, the whatever dancer, and then he leaked on my face too.
How funny.
You were there.
Yeah,
I just saw this video on this new place that I found. Probably should not mention it. I'll tell you guys offline.
Right.
But this husband and wife, I'm assuming, he's, you know, laying on his back, and she wets and messes. Like, you see the diaper expand and everything like that, and she's giving him a blowjob at the same time, and then climbs over on him, pulls her diaper aside, and starts having, like, cowgirl sex on top of him. After she just messed and wet a diaper against his face.
Well, I mean, that sounds like shower time afterwards.
Yeah.
But I mean, just the general action of like having a blowjob and then pulling the diaper aside. That's applicable for a number of people.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, everyone has their own levels of things, so use your discretion.
Yeah.
But yes.
I feel like it's difficult if you have a diaper on and then you pull it aside.
I'll do the bottom, one of the bottom tapes.
Oh!
And the bottom tapes will allow that to happen. Oh. Either that or just take off one side and kind of pull it to the side that way.
Or you plan ahead and just leave your tapes a little loose.
Right.
See? And that's what this is about, instructions, how to have diaper sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leave your tapes a little loose.
Because you got to be careful with the gel, inside of that.
Oh, gosh, it's all over the place.
Yeah, the little beads.
And that's why we're talking about, like, if you want to prep diaper sex with the hole in the diaper.
Yes.
There's a very special process you need to do for that.
Shall we discuss that?
Yes. Okay.
You already
I marked a hole.
Okay.
The ABU diapers are very encouraging because when you're pegging someone or penetrating them, these animals are cheering for you. Go, girl. Like, cardio is hard.
Or they're laughing. They're like, haha, you're getting your little butthole raped.
Yeah.
God, I'm not going to let these diapers the same.
That's funny. So how did you get that location? Did you just go off the little wet marks since that's the center?
No. I would put it on the person first.
Okay.
And then they would point out where their hole is.
Okay.
And then I would mark it with a pen or a marker or whatever.
And that's how, okay. Just people at home, that's how you're starting it out. The next thing you do would be...
Get scissors.
Well, take the diaper off them, probably.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's important.
Let's not keep that on
this
them.
This has been Diaper Safety with Donnie.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm glad you guys think about
safety. See why our class is important?
Oh, just get my husband in
there
here,
because
he loves safety.
Yeah. But yes, please.
I'm like, F safety. Okay, now one of you guys has to cut this hole, please. Because these scissors are kind of messed up.
Right.
I, like, broke them.
Watch your thigh, Donna.
I know. Yeah. I'm just putting my hands on the outside. Just so I can get something in there.
Okay, yeah.
And then you want to definitely do this while the diaper is still dry.
Yep. Yeah. And so on this side, I'm not really holding it like that either. I'm kind of cupping it a little bit so I can feel the where it's going to come out at. And I'm slowly just going in until I get all the way through.
I never did that before. Right. I always in the heat of passion, like.
Yeah, I mean, no, to set hole, this to
or
set this
come
up,
come out the
right.
top and just push it under my, you know.
And this is going to be a little bit thick, so yeah. You have to have some sort of dexterity with this and some hand strength.
It's thick, yeah. You have to have but, strong fingers, I think.
Or you have to get some of those scissors for like cutting carpet and something like that.
Oh yeah, or the trauma shears or something.
Oh, there you go, trauma shears. Well, you should have safety scissors anyway. Safety scissors should be able
should
to
be on hand this. in your plate.
And ideally, you want to do this beforehand, not in the heat of the moment.
No, this
not when it's go time.
I know I've done it during go time because it's still like kind of chill time.
And it's kind of hot to have someone like to watch them do this and set it up, knowing that you're about to just get railed.
Not in the dark.
Yeah, or you know what? This is part of your scenario. Like you're gonna put a hole in your burn. I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, make them do the work.
Like a little target on the back, like a bullseye.
Yeah.
So from here, I'll go from the inside and push it out this way, only because if you wanted those gel things coming out, I prefer them to come out this way than.
Oh. Oh.
Plus, then you can grab that tape and pull it through.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Am I giving you the tape?
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And I'll do. I'll kind of do the outside like that first.
Mm-hmm. And how long should each strip of tape be?
Good question.
I'd say what, 3 inches?
No, I think this is like 4 to 5 inches actually. Mm-hmm. Pretty long because you want it to stick on the outside and the inside of the diaper. And
inside's
the
not going to be as sticky as the outside per se. But this is and just kind of be careful with the tape too that it doesn't like kind of crease up a little bit because it might hurt.
If
it's a actual wiener going in.
I should have made the hole bigger actually.
You know, people have different sizes, and I think that it's hot when it's a little bit smaller because then when it stretches open a little bit, it feels better.
Yeah, it will feel good. Yeah. So it might take maybe like 5 or 6 tapes to get it. Sorry. My fingers are all messed up.
I got it.
To do it. Ta-da, Donnie's doing all the work.
Yeah.
I'm using clear tape so it doesn't show, but clear tape is kind of like stiff.
I mean, this is pretty good for all intents and purposes, the four that we did.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, and it kind of overlaps anyways. There's a little part that maybe is not there.
Yeah.
But as you can see on the inside too, that the tapes are not as sticky, but they're...
Right, it'll work.
It'll work, yeah. That's why I like it pretty long, so that it will stick to the other side a little bit. But duct tape is actually much softer.
Yep.
And more pliable, and also stickier.
And they have the white duct tape. That's what I would... Mm. If you're like aesthetically like OCD, like this has to look right.
Yeah.
Then do that or the clear.
What about other kinds of tape, like painter's tape or fabric tape? Does that work?
Painter's tape
stickiness,
doesn't... Yeah,
no.
No, it's not adhesive enough. Adhesive is very low tack.
And what about like a fabric tape?
I've never used fabric tape.
Like the medical fabric tapes that they use?
I think that might be a little rough, because sometimes they're a little bit, kind of canvas feeling. Mm-hmm. But maybe.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, duct tape seems to be the best option.
Yeah. And it's easily readily accessible.
Too. And it's wide. Sometimes, if you're going to use Scotch tape, it might be thin. You're going to be using 20 pieces of tape.
So Scotch tape, not the best option.
Right. Unless it's a thick roll or something.
Yeah. And low tack too. Yeah. Something with good adhesive that's going to stick to the inner soft area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know what? Another thing too is if sometimes people have that bondage tape on hand. That probably work too. It's just like duct tape except in different colors if you want a certain color. That's an option. Yeah.
But like the packing tape, the clear tape, that seems to be in duct tape. Those are going to be your go-tos.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. And then you do it, I guess. Mm. I've never made a diaper with a hole in the back and the front. That would actually be really hot. Because I can fuck him in the ass and then he
can have a threesome there that way, too.
I've always wanted to do that.
Like a train.
Oh my goodness.
Baby centipede.
Big engine, little engine, caboose.
Baby sandwich.
Oh my god. That would be incredible. I think I would enjoy that.
New fantasy unlocked.
Would you want to be part of that?
Oh, definitely.
Who would you be?
I could do either or, since I have Trimix.
Okay. Anyways.
So this is the diaper that we had made for.
So that's the type of nerdy you go. Now, you can do that like in the heat of the moment, like you're saying, or you can prep that ahead of time, even maybe a couple of diapers, so you always have one ready to go.
Oh.
If that's what your dynamic is about, like if you all really enjoy that, you can keep that around for special changes.
Keep a few of them around. Yeah. And like, okay, this is for sex time.
Yeah.
Sex diapers, go get your sex diaper on.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Or even
bring
like
it to mommy and she'll put it on for you.
Or even like a project, like, oh, you got 5 gold stars, go make the special diaper, like arts and crafts, and you know, make it right. And if it's not right, you know, you're not going to get this.
That would be cute too, to do like a littles event where you make those. Everyone has their own, like,
yes, and then they can like also use marker and doodle all around. Right. Yes. Yeah,
but enter only.
Danger one way.
Well, but you can also exit out this hole, too.
Severe tire damage.
You're going to put a warning sign in there, not for wedding.
You can still wet them.
Yeah.
But it may leak through a little bit, depending on where the hole is on the butt.
But, I mean, going to get their special diaper, this one says not for wedding.
True, that'd be cute.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what this is for.
If you are going to use a toy with this, make sure you made the hole big enough for the toy.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have that toy, like, you line it up and get an idea of how big it's going to be.
Yeah.
Especially if you're someone who uses bigger toys.
Yeah. Okay, good idea. Oh, I had a question for you. Mm-hmm. When you said sometimes, you know, or you've ripped a hole in it, right? And then you've penetrated them that way.
Right.
Doesn't the fluff and the little beads get all over you and get in them?
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It sticks to you because everything's wet.
Right. It does.
It's shower time after that.
Yeah.
And clean up everything in the bedroom and bathroom.
Right.
And put down a drop cloth ahead of time.
Yeah, right. Right. You walk in, you're like, whoa, hold on, this is Dexter, what?
Yeah, they get clumpy, it'll be on the floor, you'll step on, it'll be kind of cold and wet.
What?
It's clumpy, you know.
The little gel crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sound. Okay, wait, but as a woman, I don't want those pieces going inside me.
Yeah, you don't UTI.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, people, you know, In the heat of the moment,
right?
You don't really think with your big heads.
Oh,
well, depending on how big you are,
right?
So that's why you want to prepare ahead of time, have one ready to go. So if you're like spontaneous diaper sex, you can be like, "Quick, let's get you into the sex diaper."
Or like when Donnie said, "Is like undoing a tape, pulling it from the side, because then you get the best of both worlds. You're getting the content of what's in your diaper, and you're getting
pushed against you the whole entire time,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
And that's really hot, especially if it's like a one or a two." You know, that's a really super hot feeling. It's really, you know.
It's exhilarating.
Yeah. It's like all 5 senses, you know.
I don't know. We kind of covered it all, didn't we?
Yeah. Have you ever had messy diaper sex?
I have. Like, yes. Well, or they were like using that as a lube, basically.
I have.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
I mean, those are on the extreme ends of things, you know.
Yeah.
Some people are very, very squeamish, as we all know. So, but yeah, I was able to get into that, and that was a fun experience. But like I said, it's kind of like shower time afterwards. You're like,
yeah,
I need a shower. You need a shower. This is all these just get cleaned up and thrown into the garbage bin.
Slightly tangentially related, as we come to a close here, I just thought about with the way that diaper is set up like that. If you are a pet player that uses a tail plug. There you go. Now you can accommodate that.
Right.
Then you can have that sort of experience and be your true self, if that's what you see yourself as.
That's why you're the narrator.
He's not the narrator.
I know.
Moderator.
Your voice of reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the game show hoist.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Cool. Well, I think we've covered a lot of different ideas here. Is there any type of diaper sex that you guys have not tried yet?
Just the face sitting. You know, that's probably like number one on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm. You know? I think the strap on over the diaper, even as a male, is something I would want to try.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that could be something that could be humiliation play. cuckoldry, chastity, all of that could all be wrapped up in that as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Wow. This is a lot of ideas. I guess I've just never been wearing a diaper and then have a hole cut so that he could penetrate me like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I would like that much because I like the guy being diapered.
Yeah.
So if he's not diapered, I would rather him be diapered. So mm-hmm. I think I would rather him wear the diaper and then have his hole cut in the front. So basically, there's an unlimited number of combinations to do this stuff.
There you go. Play safe.
Yeah, oh yeah, play safe.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.